Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. One of my favorite passages in Scripture is Matthew 5, and it's Jesus in this sermon we know as the Sermon on the Mount. And one of the things that I genuinely love is how simplistic the beginning of the chapter is. It speaks of the Beatitudes, and these are to be the attitudes that we are to be like. We are to be like these attitudes. And God says in each of these attitudes that He blesses those, and then He finishes it like verse 3. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for Him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. I want to encourage you to finish reading that Sermon on the Mount, maybe later this evening, or maybe together with your spouse or children. But I want you to recognize the kind of people that God is blessing inside this, folks that have a desperate need for Him. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Those that are mourning, He will comfort them. Those who are humble, they inherit the earth. I just want us to remind one another and to pray together today that God would step into our lives with deep and sincere humility, allowing us to be a people that God might bless. So let's take a few moments and join me in this prayer. Lord God, today, step into our life that we might be desperately poor and in need of You. Step into our life so that when those of us that are mourning, we might mourn but be comforted in Your presence. And God, step into our life and truly bring us humility that we might inherit the whole earth. God, in all of these things, You promised to bless us, but would You give us that attitude? Would You help us be that attitude this day? In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And now, friend, let's find a place of quietude. Let's find a place of solitude. And prepare your heart and your mind to be able to hear the voice of God and the direction of God and what He has in store for you. I'll mind the time, and in just a couple of moments, I'll be back and wrap up our time together. Well, the text goes on, and the last part of the Beatitude says that God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you were my followers. And then he says, be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. Listen, my friend, the Lord knows what your heart feels about him. And I invite you today to let him step into your life and deliver these beatitudes. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.